good morning.
Good morning.
That seemed a little weak. Let's try that again. Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go. It's so good to see you on this beautiful Sunday morning. Early on when I got here, I'd opened up the front doors and had this door open, letting some of that fresh air in. And I was standing out here for a little bit and the breeze was just blowing. And I thought, wow, what a beautiful day. And that we can gather together and rejoice together and sing our praises and bring our prayers and hear God's word. And this morning we're going to get a chance to share at the table. One quick announcement that I forgot to make. All of you are invited, and I will put this up on the bulletin board downstairs. On Saturday, July 30th at 5 o'clock, at Doug and Rhea's house, there's going to be a 82nd birthday celebration for Tom Kirk. And you're all welcome. They said just bring a lawn chair and come and enjoy. So I'll put that up. It's got the address on there and anything. And you can RSVP to let Rhea know if you're planning on coming so they can get an idea of how many's going to be there. But I just wanted to let you know about that because I forgot to mention that earlier. And but a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about who is my neighbor and who is stirred with compassion. Those are the questions that we want to look at this morning as we talk about mercy. So as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's join together this morning for our call to worship found in the bulletin. God of salvation, we lift our souls to you.
Ask the Holy One for mercy and grace.
In trust, we wait on you to speak, reveal, and send.
Ask the Holy One for steadfast love.
Lead us in your truth with mercy and righteousness. Well, let's join together this morning. You can either turn in your hymn books to hymn number 36, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. We're singing all four verses this morning.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love, hearts unfold.
Clouds of sin and sadness drive the
together there for our opening prayer. Divine Builder, make your presence known to us as we gather before you. Let this community reflect your body and your vision. Fortify us with all truth and strengthen us with your abundant love as you have crafted us to build alongside you. Amen. And you may be seated this morning, and I'm going to invite our kids to come down this morning. Right, we want to go to our time of prayer this morning, and maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share. As you can see in the bulletin, there's lots of prayer concerns listed there for people as we've had the last several weeks. and we want to be able to pray for them too. But yeah, go ahead. I don't know. Is that
Tuesday?
It'll be Tuesday, yes. Yeah.
Tuesday night, 9:00 to 6:00. That's fine.
Okay. So Tuesday at 6:00, the 12th VBS meeting, so everybody knows. Someone else. Yeah. She can't hardly what?
Speak. She's in so much pain.
Huh. Okay. Wow. Definitely want to lift up Ellie in our prayers this morning. Yes.
On the community of Goshen because of the tornado.
Yes. Thank you for mentioning that. Yes. You know what? I never heard. Was it real bad? I never heard the extent of it.
I think 200 homes were.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
We have
family down there that just keep it. Wow, that's really bad. Yeah. So we definitely need to keep Goshen in our prayers. I've heard bits and pieces of it on TV and some things on social media, but yeah. So we definitely want to keep Goshen. Someone else this morning. Yeah. Okay. And we know the Lord knows what those are. Someone else. Yeah. Who? What is that?
My granddaughter has to see a cardiologist Tuesday morning.
First name?
Lana.
Ah, okay. Lana, the runner. Okay. I've had her in class before at school, so yes. Okay. You know, the Lord knows what those are. I thought I saw another. Yeah. Okay, that's coming up here soon, isn't it? Yeah, so we want to remember Gerald, who's going to be having his second. Remember, we talked about praying through for him, who had this spine surgery, very serious, and he's going to have a second one coming up on the, did you say the 27th, okay. I saw another hand, yeah. Okay, so we want to remember Chris in our. Okay, we want to remember Chris in our prayers for COVID too. Yeah. What is this Friday? Oh, surgery already. Okay. Okay. We definitely want to keep him in our prayers. So, yes. Thank God for all of those. We're grateful to the Lord. So, and the doctors and all those that have been working with them. So, someone else. Yes. Yeah.
Just for Josh and Cindy for utility issues.
Yep. So we want to remember Josh and Cindy in our prayers and lifting them up.
Concerning this thing. But I want to stress, no gift. That's not what it's about.
Okay.
It's friendship. The other thing that I want to mention is junior plans. Anything you see in your concerns with wood, Junior had his hand on, including the arches, the cross, around the exterior, the doors we're talking about outside. He put those doors up outside. He cut it. We had a narrow highway in order to make it wider, like it is, what the congregation, the people wanted to do. He cut 18 inches, I think it was, off of every one of these pews. At that time, maybe, all the pews was out of here. They was out there at the other park. They put a new carpet down, of course. We had scaffolding up here, the beams. He did the beams. That cross is not going anywhere, by the way. If you look on the outside, there's two nuts on the outside, and I think that's the whole repair on the outside. He was fantastic.
Yeah.
When it comes to work, he loved this church, and he was fantastic. And you know, he'd always say afterwards, "Well, that's not perfect. It'll do anyway.
He would. I remember hearing that. Yes, too. Yeah, so thank you. Anybody else? Prayers?
Unspoken.
Okay, unspoken. The Lord knows that. Anybody else then this morning? Quite a few there. We already talked about Ellie. Continuing to lift up Esther, the Francis family, and Bill and Dick Beatty. As he is not doing well when I talk to my sister lately. Beth West, I added her. She fell and was it her ankle? At first they were concerned she broke her ankle, but thankfully it was just a really bad sprain. And she said she's getting around better. I talked to her this week. But I thought we could pray for her today. And then for Kay, we want to continue praying for her. Hopefully the doctor will move her up a level and she'll be able to put more weight. We really hope that she'll be able to put full weight so that she can really get the therapy that she needs so that she'll be able to come home. And because I know that as long as the doctor won't let her do that, she's not getting a lot of therapy and it's longer stay. So she wants to come home. So appreciate your prayers for her. So as we go to prayer, you can lift up some of these while she plays there quietly in your seat to the Lord, and then I will come and close us out. Our gracious God, as we pause today, we are thankful for your presence that is in our lives. We're thankful for your presence that is here among us today. We're thankful that we have received of your mercy and your grace in so many different ways in our lives. Sometimes in ways that we don't even know or are not even aware of, where you were working behind the scenes. And we're grateful and thankful for all of that. And Lord, you see the needs that have been mentioned today. We're grateful for the joys that we've heard today, and we rejoice and give thanks today for those. But we also lift up those that have been mentioned today. Lord, those, first of all, that are in need health-wise, Lord, healing, going in for surgeries. Some need just a miracle and a touch from you. And we just pray today for them and lift them up. Lord, we lift up Greg to you that's going in for surgery, that you would guide and direct. We pray for Chris and Bev and Daryl that's battling COVID, God, that you would bring healing touch and strength there. We pray for Ellie today that is going through such severe pain right now. We ask for your healing grace there. We pray for Lana, who's going in to see the cardiologist. Lord, we just ask your touch there. And that there will be a good report that will come back. We pray for Gerald, who's going in for surgery on the 27th. God, that you will guide and direct in that situation. Lord, we lift up Josh and Cindy today. Lord, we just ask that you would work in that situation to bring about a miracle and a good report, God, from that. We lift up the Foster family and the Francis family today, asking that you would give peace and grace and comfort today. We lift up Kay and Beth and Bill and Dick and Esther today, God, each one of those on our prayer concerns, that you would bring your healing touch and your healing grace and your hand there. Lord, we lift up these unspoken needs today. Lord, you know each one of them, and we just ask that you would move by your grace and your hand, that you would touch whatever the situation may be, and that you would work in those situations as only you can do, as we thank you for it today. And Lord, we lift up the families and the community of Goshen today with the tornadoes. Lord, I can't imagine what those people are facing right now with the loss of over 200 homes, God, and families without a place. And we just thank you for ministries and organizations and people that are on the ground working and helping, and the city officials in this terrible situation. We just pray for grace and faith and peace right now, and that you would make a way where there seems to be no way. And we thank you for that today. Lord, thank you that we have the opportunity to continue in our worship this morning with the breaking of the bread of your word. May you just speak to our hearts today. Encourage us and strengthen us. And also, as we come to the table today to receive of your mercy, your grace, your goodness, that we may be fed and nourished by your spirit and presence today as we share at the table, as we ask now all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us, and grant thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us in prayer. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Thank you so much for your continued faithfulness as we continue to trust the Lord and be a blessing through our giving into our community and world. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Architect of our faith, use these humble offerings to construct your plan of peace, hope, and love for life abundantly. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from Luke this morning, our lectionary gospel, Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. We all know it as the parable of the Good Samaritan. A legal expert stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to gain eternal life?" Jesus replied, "What is written in the law? How do you interpret it?" He responded, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But the legal expert wanted to prove that he was right. So he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He encountered thieves who stripped him naked, beat him up, and left him near death. Now it has just so happened that a priest was also going down the same road. When he saw the injured man, he crossed over to the other side of the road and went on his way. Likewise, a Levite came by that spot, saw the injured man and crossed over to the other side of the road and went on his way. A Samaritan who was on a journey came to where the man was, but when he saw him, he was moved with compassion. The Samaritan went to him, bandaged his wounds, tending them with oil and wine. Then he placed the wounded man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took two full days' worth of wages and gave them to the innkeeper. He said, 'Take care of him, and when I return, I will pay you back for any additional costs.' What do you think? Which one of these three was a neighbor to the man who encountered thieves?" Then the legal expert said, "The one who demonstrated mercy towards him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word and to our hearing today, so that we might hear what the Spirit says to us today. Amen and amen. Well, a woman goes into Cabela to buy a rod and reel for her grandson's birthday. She doesn't know which one to get, so she grabs one and goes over to the counter. A Cabela associate is standing there wearing dark shades. She says, "Excuse me, sir, can you tell me anything about this rod and reel?" He says, "Ma'am, I'm completely blind, but if you'll drop it on the counter, I can tell you everything about that rod and reel from the sound it makes." Well, she doesn't believe him, but she drops it on the counter anyways. He says, "That's a 6-foot Shakespeare graphite rod with a Zebco 404 reel and 10-pound test line. It's all around combination. It's on sale for this week for only $20. She says, "Wow, that's amazing that you can tell all that just by the sound of it dropping on the counter. Man, your senses are amazing. I'll take it." As she opens her purse and her credit card drops on the floor, he goes, "Oh, that sounds like a MasterCard." Well, as she bends down to pick it up, she accidentally passes gas. At first, she's really embarrassed, but then she realized there's no way the blind clerk could tell it was her who did that. So being blind, he wouldn't know. The man rings up the sales and says, "That'll be $34.50, please." The woman is totally confused by this and asks, "Wait a minute, didn't you just tell me it was on sale for $20? How did it get to be $34.50? He replies, "Yes, ma'am, the rod and reel are $20, But the duck call is 11 and the catfish bait is 350. There you go this morning. That might be my gross joke or whatever. Mercy, mercy. Who is my neighbor? Who is stirred with compassion? The same compassion that stirs the waters of community and charity. The answer was given by the legal expert at the end of our reading today. The one who demonstrated mercy towards him. In the story of the Good Samaritan, Jesus reveals two characteristics about mercy. And I just want to talk to you about them real quickly this morning and how it relates to our lives this morning. First of all, mercy begins with compassion. Obviously, I talked to the kids a little bit about that this morning. What is so powerful about compassion? How does it happen in our lives? What generates compassion? I think it's real simple. Jesus tells us, I think, in the story. It begins with seeing. Seeing. It's interesting. I happened to share that joke about the blind man who could really see without really seeing. And Jesus tells us that the Samaritan saw the wounded man, and that began something in him that led to the end of the story as we know it. You know, as I was thinking about that, I was thinking if we're going to walk in the abundant life that Christ has called us to walk in and be a blessing, we need eyes to see like Jesus. One author who was talking a little bit about this parable as I was reading and doing some study this week states that he goes, I really believe Jesus is illustrating how he sees people through this story. And I tend to agree with that. I think Jesus is letting us know how we need to be able to see in our lives today. Compassion involves seeing. It also involves what others need. The priest and the Levite saw the man and they wondered, what will happen to us if we help him? In Jesus' day, there were certain religious traditions that sometimes would cause people not to be so merciful and gracious as what they should be. But the problem was, and if you read through the Gospels carefully, Jesus has a way of kind of taking us away from those kind of things and gets us to focus on what the Father sees as more important in our lives. Jesus often said, you guys get all worked up about the details of following this and that, but he says you forget about compassion and mercy and kindness and grace that God shows us. The Levite and the priest wondered what will happen if we help him, while the Samaritan thought, what will happen to the man if I don't help him? Mercy helps us see people with compassion. How do we respond when we see people in need? You know, a couple times this was demonstrated real simply in my life. I shared the story, several months ago, about the time I was 10 years old, 11, somewhere in there. And I was messing around with the elevator, the grain elevator, that you'd crank up. And I thought I was being a farmer and I was out there and I was cranking. And I told you about how I let it back and I didn't realize you could just crank it backwards. I flipped the thing and it was going like this. Well, you know what happened. As I shared in the story, it got away from me and hit me in the head and the handle was like this and it went boom right there. Broke my nose and dug a hole in my head right here. You can still see the scar. I remember Dr. Wolf saying that he could touch my skull when he stuck his fingers in there. But I'll never forget the look on my grandpa Egbert and my dad when they saw what had happened to me. In that instant, their face, they didn't have to do anything else, but their face told me everything. The compassion in that moment. And other situations in my life where I saw Dad show compassion to a complete stranger whose car broke down at 3 a.m. and come knocking on our door for help. Just little things like that that made me think about how mercy begins with compassion. And then the second thing is mercy leads to action. Mercy leads to action. In fact, we could just say it like this. Mercy is active. In other words, mercy is not something we talk about. In Scripture, it doesn't just talk about God being merciful or Jesus being merciful. We know that they are merciful. Scripture tells us, and the witness of Scripture tells us, that they are merciful and they are compassionate because of what they do, and that is action. Mercy is powerful. The Samaritan not only saw the injured man, but Jesus tells us he was moved to do something about it. And in Scripture, when we read about Jesus being moved with compassion and mercy, it always tells us he did this. He healed. He fed. He ministered. On and on and on we could go. And so we could say it like this. Mercy is known by what it gives. By what it gives. Scripture is full of places where it talks about God's mercy, especially the Psalms, that God's mercy is new every morning, and how God is filled with mercy and shows us mercy and all of these things. And in our story today, mercy had feet that day, if I could say it like that. The Samaritan treated and bandaged that gentleman's wounds, provided a place, not only a place, but a person to care for him until he came back. That's what we see the rubber meeting the road, so to speak, in our walk. You know, sometimes it's hard to capture what mercy really entails. Is it simply a sweet thought? Is it the same thing we mean when we instruct our kids to be nice to others? What if loving our neighbor and showing mercy are really the same thing? And that's what Jesus is trying to get us to see. Some people today in our world view mercy as weakness. Those who show mercy often swim against the stream or go against the grain today. Yet we know from Scripture that those who were touched by Jesus' mercy were never the same again. His distinctive touch of compassion and action was a turning point in their lives. In her book, Hallelujah Anyway, Anne Lamott says that mercy is radical kindness. And then she goes on to say this: that day on the side of the road, mercy looked like stopping when it was inconvenient. Mercy looked like sharing resources to bring about healing. Who is my neighbor? Anyone in need. Who is stirred with compassion? The one who shows mercy. Mercy brings healing to others, to all of us. Mercy. Amen and amen. Well, we want to take a few moments to get and prepare our hearts as we share together in communion today. And we want to invite all of you to be able to share in that. Jesus invites us all to come and receive. And as we do, we often join together for our thanksgiving and confession. And so we're going to begin with that today. So I'd invite you, if you would like to join us in our prayer this morning. Would you pray with me? Open our hearts, O God, to see Christ revealed again in this gracious meal which you have offered. Send forth your Spirit upon us and upon these gifts of bread and juice, so so that we may be forgiven and renewed to carry forth His mission from you, to bind up the wounds of those who are suffering, to befriend those who are friendless, to care for those who are struggling outside the hope of life as you intended it, and to love as Jesus Himself has loved. Amen. Amen. As we prayed that prayer today, I pray that the Lord will do that work in our hearts, that we have received His forgiveness and His mercy and grace, and that will be extended to us as we share in His presence at the table today. Be forgiven. Be renewed today in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, I'm going to invite our deacons and deaconesses, if they would prepare, as we are going to join together and share at the table. Again, all are welcome to receive today from the Lord. Later, after the meal, Jesus took the cup, and he gave thanks, and he passed it among them and said, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink from it, and do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake. The Apostle Paul said, "As often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes." Well, let's just take a few minutes, shake a few hands, and greet one another. I know we'll be able to do that more when we go downstairs, but do that this morning, and then we'll close out there with our little chorus this morning. Together for our benediction, go forth into this world in complete assurance of God's presence and love.
We place
our hands in the hand of God. Bring hope, healing, and peace to all whom you meet. Go in peace. Amen.